Although the last major earthquake happened 600 years ago in Switzerland, some observers say Swiss plants aren't quake-proof. One plant in particular, Mühleberg, on the outskirts of Bern, was compared to the stricken Fukushima plant. The two were built in a similar style. Mühleberg Village is synonymous with the plant. This week, SwissInfo's Rob Brooks and Gillian Spinden went along to find out if the Japanese nuclear accidents had residents worried. Rob and Gillian joined me in the studio, and I first asked what the village of Mühleberg was really like.
Well, Mühleberg is a rather sleepy kind of place. There are only about 2,600 inhabitants, and basically you can drive through it. There's only one main street, and perhaps only one restaurant there as well, and a church, a post office, and I think one post bus an hour. So it's a fairly quiet kind of place.
And does the nuclear power plant have a big presence there?
Well, obviously, the power plant isn't in the village itself. It's down towards the river. It's fairly well hidden, actually. You really don't know there's a power plant there unless you go down the road leading to it.
You spoke to a lot of locals. How are they reacting to the nuclear explosions and the leaking radiation in Japan? Rob, you spoke to the mayor, Kurt Herren.
Yes, Mr. Herren was very calm and with good reason. That particular power plant has been in operation for almost 40 years. So people asking questions, it's nothing new. What he did say was, he put the question, well, what are so many people coming here to ask us about Japan for? Because you should be putting your focus on Japan, what's happening in Japan. At the time, it was more than 10,000 dead, more than 100,000 people without a roof. So he was right to put the focus there and not on his own village.
And what about you, Gillian?
I think the thing that impressed me the most was the fact that people weren't afraid. And that surprised me because when you think that back in 1969 there was a nuclear accident, there was a reactor that overheated and they had meltdown underground, and that was just like 50 kilometres along the road from Mühleberg. Yet I thought that because most of the people I was talking to, they weren't young, they were middle-aged and maybe a little bit older, they must have been old enough to remember this accident. And they didn't care. Somehow. That's what impressed me. They felt so safe. I think they trusted the authorities, they trusted the power plant, and yes, I was expecting a different reaction. I didn't get that. I mean, I spoke to a housewife, and she obviously had a family because I could see them in the background in the garden. She wasn't afraid.
But it's surely making some people think again about whether more nuclear power plants should be built in the future.
Well, as one gentleman said, even if Switzerland doesn't build any new power plants, what about, he mentioned France, Italy and Germany, you're surrounded. If all the countries around Switzerland continue building power plants or continue with nuclear energy, if they did that, it wouldn't make any difference.
And what safety precautions are taken in Mühleberg against a nuclear incident?
I think most people know in Mühleberg that if the sirens go off, they switch on their radios, they listen to what is being said to them, and they follow instructions. There are shelters there. They have iodine tablets.
One of the people you spoke to was an estate agent who's in charge of security in the village. Did he sound confident about the safety of his village?
I think with all the facts at hand, he was rather confident, yes. What he did say and what the mayor told me too was, look, we have to wait to see what the consequences of the accident are in Japan. We have to wait to see what the federal authorities are doing in Switzerland, analysing the situation, seeing if there are any comparisons with Switzerland that can be taken or drawn from Japan, and then, if necessary, taking action.